What part of what do you call this part of your body right up here? And if you had hair on your chin, or a man had hair on his chin, would you call that his?
I wouldn't say a beard, whether he shaves it or not.
If you think of where an old-time storekeeper might have kept his pencil when he wasn't using it.
Yes, over his ear.
Say if he was left-handed, he would probably put it behind his
right ear. Okay.
And if someone got a chicken's bone stuck here, you'd say he had it in his
throat.
Would you ever use the term goozle?
No, except for slang.
What would that mean to you, goozle? But
it would mean your throat.
And the flesh around your teeth. The flesh around.
The gums.
What do you call this part of your hand?
The palm.
Have you ever referred to it as a panel?
No. Never heard it referred to.
And this would be?
A fist.
Can you think of another word you might call your knuckles? Joints?
Joints, yes.
And the upper part of a man's body would be called his
torso.
Or chest.
Oh, chest, yes. Of course, the torso is the whole upper part, isn't it?
And you might say that he's got very broad
shoulders.
And at the end of your leg is your, at the end of your leg
is your foot.
And you have two
feet.
You might stumble over a box in the dark and bruise your
shin.
The back part of your thighs, especially between the knee and the buttocks, if you're squatting down on your, might you say your haunches? Does that work?
I guess so.
Is that a term you would use ever?
Possibly.
Is that how you, you know, if you squatted down on your haunches? And if somebody's been sick a while and he's up and about now, you might say that he looks a bit
wrong.
Would peaked or puny be a word? Poor?
Yeah, a puny would.
Faveless?
Well,
faveless, have you ever heard of that?
Never heard that.
Sickly?
Yes, I've heard that.
But you wouldn't probably use, would you use sickly?
Well, to me that means that it keeps recurring, this state.
Right.
Then you would say a person is sickly.
More than just seeing him one time, maybe thinking he looks not well.
Or okay. More than one illness.
How would you describe a person maybe who lifts weights and looks robust and healthy?
I guess I'd say you seem full of them and vigor.
A person like that, does that, would stout, describe a person like that, or would stout mean something different?
Stout would mean overweight.
Overweight.
Very muscular to me.